Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Ever since we moved to town, the quality of our mail has improved dramatically. By quality, I actually mean importance. I can tell the worth of each missive even before I open it. Right there, in boldface, on the front of the envelope are the key words that tell me everything I need to know about what's inside. Extremely urgent, open immediately, time-sensitive, important documents enclosed. They are the banner headlines that pique my interest. Now, who opens a piece of mail that starts with, please reply if you get the chance, no hurry? No, sir. It's words like urgent that start my search for the letter opener. By the way, I think all important mail should be opened with a letter opener, don't you? It's so much more dignified than just tearing it apart, like a squirrel might do. I used to try opening envelopes like Carnac the Magnificent, the psychic whom Johnny Carson played on The Tonight Show. He would neatly tear off the end of an envelope, then blow into it. The enclosed note would practically fall out on its own. Now, I always seemed to tear the envelope much closer to its middle than its end. I got real tired of scotch taping my important documents back together. I got mail from a well-known bank the other day pushing their credit cards. On the front it said, "You're pre-selected for this offer." Well, really, of course I was pre-selected, or my name and address wouldn't have been on the letter. How can you mail something to a specific person without pre-selecting him first? I didn't open it. It was pre-selected to end up in the recycling. Another letter came from a prominent lobbying group that supports progressive candidates. It shouted in a very bold font that I could triple my impact. I have not sent them any money in the past, so I can only imagine what impact they were tripling. The first rule of math that I remember memorizing was that nothing times anything is still nothing. So it went into the burn pile. The one that gave me the best chuckle this spring was from a nationally known lawn care outfit. It said, and I'm not making this up, that I should fight weeds now and start living the lawn life. There is so much wrong with this approach. First of all, what is the lawn life? Mowing and edging? Croquet and cocktails? Garden parties with well-heeled guests who would inquire discreetly, "Who does your lawn, Eduardo?" It's pretty obvious, too, that True Green has never actually seen my lawn. The ground where a lawn might normally be is an uneven mess of wood chips and rocks. What little grass there is grows in unruly hillocks, greenish humps reminiscent of the Scottish Highlands. There's a better than even chance that you could sprain an ankle just strolling across my lawn. Another mailing, also from my friends at True Green, advised me to address lawn threats now. Where I grew up, a lawn threat was two guys named Vinny standing in your front yard inquiring as to when you might come up with the interest you owed on a gambling debt. Another lawn threat came from Aunt Sadie, who lived down the block from us kids. She wasn't really anyone's aunt, but all the grown-ups in the neighborhood agreed that Aunt Sadie was a kinder appellation than what they really thought of her. "Get off my grass or I'll call the cops," was a standard greeting from Sadie. I must have lost half a dozen balls in her yard over the years. No one ever got a ball back from Sadie. I wonder what she did with them. Now, I can't leave you today without mentioning the amazing one-time offers I get in the mail from our former president. In the last few weeks, I have been presented the chance to purchase autographed golf balls, a seat at a Mar-a-Lago lunch, a copy of his White House Photos coffee table book, and two tickets to his next big rally in the Midwest. I've offered to take all that stuff off his hands, free of charge. I'm still waiting to hear back from him. Remember when you used to get love letters in the mail? I do too.